About Love. Part 7. Increasing Love. From the time we become aware of ourselves as individuals, we seek oneness, to know our unity with everyone and everything, the truth that we are connected with everything in the universe. However, most of us don't realize that unity is what we want. We're just seeking pleasure and avoiding pain. The most universal human pain is feeling separate from our very source. Our first step to increase our experience of love is to remember often, until it is automatic, that we are the soul and have a body, mind, and intellect. In order to function in the world, we must still refer to ourselves as bodies. Are you hungry? Or, have you been to Spain? Clearly refer to the physical body, not the soul. Language still identifies ourselves with our bodies, so we need to make an effort to remember our true identity. We can look into people's eyes to meet and greet their souls, as the eyes really are the window. Texting, email, and virtual media simply do not suffice. We can practice looking at our spouse with overwhelming affection and gratitude. We also need to refrain from rejecting other souls who were also created by our source. We have grown by seeking pleasure and rejecting pain, and we are used to rejecting sources of pain and labeling them bad. It is important to remember that a person is not her or his actions or thoughts. We should still reject what is wrong, a harmful action, a dishonest or unjust plan, an incorrect idea. But haven't we ourselves done or thought things that turned out to be harmful? To experience love, we extend tolerance to others, even if we wouldn't have made the same mistake. We must condemn truly evil actions, evil intentions, evil ideas. But people who do evil were also created by our source. We need to reject their actions without rejecting their souls, their beings. Then, with wisdom, we can be aware of our unity, keep a prudent distance physically and mentally, and act appropriately. When we maintain our awareness of unity at the soul level, other people's awareness often expands as well. We can also soften our sense of separateness by paying attention to inner similarities with other people. We can refuse to allow outer differences to convince us that separateness is the ultimate reality. The more we feel unity, the more we know that it is also real. In love, it is essential to take wisdom as our constant companion. Love does not include relinquishing our own dignity, sacrificing to the point of putting ourselves in danger, acceding to someone's desires at the expense of common sense or prudence, or protecting someone's pride at the expense of truth or justice. This expanded consciousness of love, being aware of our unity, is natural. We do not need new knowledge or skills. We just need to allow it. A brain scientist experienced this state of awareness of unity with the universe after she had a massive stroke on the left side of her brain. Reference: Jill Bolt Taylor, My Stroke of Insight. It is the right side of the brain that knows our unity, and the left side that allows us to distinguish differences, use language, and think sequentially. Experiencing unity with one person or many involves balancing our innate faculties. Love requires the right side of the brain for awareness and the left side for discernment and wisdom to express love in action. Love, the awareness of our unity, really is the answer for individuals and for our world.